Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for doing so. The A's are always the latest news of the week, what it means to you. The B's, great guests. But let's first get to the news. You have to download the B segment separately. The news this week, cholesterol drug lowers heart attack risk and avoids the muscle side effects. The muscle side effects aren't for statins, that is. What running does to the knees, according to a large survey of marathon runners, and why this is bad news or BS, bad science. Health consequences of physical inactivity are greater in those with low socioeconomic status. And we have a huge salt problem. Millions die without inaction, without action because of inaction and grabbing too much sodium in their food. And probably the scariest one, 47% of U.S. children 1 to 5 don't get one vegetable, and that includes potatoes, daily. And the FDA warns of false negative results for food allergy on a skin test recall. 1999 to 2018 saw an increase in the number of people who were metabolically healthy but had obesity. Sleeping too much or too little increases your risk for infection. And what new data tell us about TAVR, that's aortic valve replacement, with a history of early menopause in women? Well, let's get to these. The program, of course, is as usual brought to you by the Longevity Playbook or GreatAgeReboot.com. GreatAgeReboot.com, Longevity Playbook are the same site. And Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, both of which I take, both of which we actually, and unrelated to their advertising, both of which are probably indicated, maybe you don't have to go to those specific drugs, but both of which are indicated for you to be ready for longevity and to gain the maximum longevity. So when the reboot happens, when you're going to be able to be 40, when your calendar age is 90, when that happens, you want to be in great shape, and this helps you do that. Now, the first story this week is the story about a cholesterol drug called bempedoic acid. It's an option for patients who can't tolerate statin drugs because of some side effect, usually muscle pain. Now, muscle pain, if we give you a statin or a placebo, 7.9% suffer muscle pain. With a statin, it's 9.7%, about a 2% increase. But 10% are reporting it. If you report it with two different statins and they don't seem to cross-react or have a severe reaction with the statin, then you can go. Usually the insurance company will pay for bempedoic acid. Statins, now generic, $4 a month. Bempedoic acid, about $900 a year. The point is that statins are the cornerstone. When you get bempedoic acid, the statins had a higher rate, 6.8% in that study, as opposed to 5.6% in the drug group. So bempedoic acid seems to be a good thing. Don't take it if you got gout. Talk to your doc. But statins are what I believe most of us should be taking after age 50. Now, why? Because there's a compounding effect. That's right. For the first 10 years that you decrease your cholesterol from, say, 140 to 70, about a 10% reduction risk. By year 40, a 60% reduction risk. So just like savings, you get a compounding benefit from using statin early or getting your cholesterol down early is the real reason. So that's talk to your doctor about bempedoic acid if you don't want to take a statin, can't take a statin, and have the wherewithal to pay for it, or have two statin intolerances, different statins than many insurance companies will pay for it. What does running do to the knees? Well, they questioned marathon runners, and the headline is, running's fine for the knees. Well, right, because anyone who had a problem from running wouldn't be running a marathon, right? So if you have a problem from running, you're going to drop out and you won't be questioned in this study. Bad science, BS. Running on pavement does hurt your knees long term. Physical inactivity, because people in lower socioeconomic groups don't have much other things to rely on, can't rely on food as well. At least this study indicates when they are physically inactive, they get a greater hazard because they can't use physical activity to help them. Roughly 23 million people die each year of either stroke or heart attack, at least 10% because of increased sodium. So you think about it. Where do you get sodium? Well, it's in pizza and it's in bread. And it's a lot of the things that we eat. If you don't wash the olives after you get them, usually they're loaded with sodium. Soups often loaded with sodium. So you got to read the labels to find that low-sodium soup or the low-sodium tomato sauce or the low-sodium bread. But in any case, you want to lower your sodium as much as possible. Now, the scary one they looked at in the National Health and Nutrition Survey, 18,000 children in 2021, and half of them, 47% to be truthful, did not get a vegetable or a fruit every day. One cup. I mean, unbelievable. Isn't that, to me, that's unbelievable. And 57% of them did drink a sugar-sweetened beverage. We got to do better. Tell your congressman to do better for the kids' lunches. There's a skin test, and what they found is that about 20% of them are false negative, meaning you get the test, it says you're not allergic to that food, yet you are and have a real allergic reaction. So the FDA has warned that a negative test, make sure you talk to your doctor and get it repeated by another system before you do it. Next study is about the number of people getting obese is going out of the question. 44% obese, another 30% overweight. Total is over 70%. The good news is some of these people don't develop metabolic disease early. They have good enough genes. But whether you get it or not, obesity, we didn't change our genes since 1974. Yet our obesity has gone from 6% to 43%. What's that about? Yeah, it's the food companies and fast food especially poisoning you. They don't care whether you live or die as long as you keep buying it until you die. Bad. Horrible. Major thing is you control what you put in your mouth. You got to do better. It's not your genes. It's your choices. Sleeping too much or too little, less than 7 hours or more than 9 hours, increases immune dysfunction, which increases your risk for infections. How much so? By about 50%. Bad. So don't sleep too much or too little. What about transcatheter aortic valve replacement? Well, it turns out it's happening more and more, especially in women who went through an early menopause. Why? They don't know. So let's talk about the things that do. It is that increased cholesterol, and you learned earlier today that that bempedoic acid can really be a benefit in decreasing the risk of a high cholesterol level. That's right. if you have a bad LPA, a bad gene, and a high cholesterol, that cholesterol gets on the aortic valve and causes aortic valve stenosis or, less commonly, aortic valve regurgitation. It makes the aortic valve, the valve between your left heart, which pumps blood to the rest of the body, and the aorta, which is that valve between the two, so the blood stays in the aorta and goes to the rest of the organs when the heart contracts. It makes that valve sick, which means your heart has to work a lot harder. You get a lot shorter of breath, and that's why that bempedoic acid or statin or Repatha, other drugs, really know your cholesterol level and get it below 70, or your apolipoprotein B, the preferred measure, get it below 70. And I think that's the major message today. If I was going to say, what's the Roizen rule for a younger you? Know your LDL cholesterol or your ApoB and get it below 70 milligrams per deciliter. That's a key rule. Now, the celebrated longevity story of the day is we have another drug that doesn't increase your muscle pain. It's more expensive, but it is available in bempedoic acid. This has been the latest news of the week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Whether you download it from iHeart or RadioMD or wherever, thank you for doing so. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. Download the Bee. We have some great guests. We've had some just sensational guests. And if you haven't listened to it, you'll want to listen to 1140B, Dana Dorfman, When Wordy Works, How to Harness Your Parenting Stress and Guide Your Team to Success. I consider that one of the sensational podcasts, 1140B. Thanks to our sponsors, LongevityPlaybook.com or GreatAgeReboot.com and Life'sFirstNaturals.com. They're the makers of bovine colostrum and TruBiotics, two things I use daily to keep my age younger. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.